Yo, this is the story of my life, from my eyes, from my ears, from my words. I used to dream for years and years to join the wonderful. Gave up blood, sweat, tears, but never hope, because I knew I was the best. Not just in a quest, but in the world, leave everyone impressed. I could clear the sky in 10 seconds, but impossible to name a pony who is better than that. So when the chance finally came, I got up and showed my steps on a rainbow. Buccaneer blast, they just couldn't get enough. None of them are fools, there's no true talent. 2 or 3 days later, got my letter of acceptance. Pinky threw a party, we all celebrated. All that day I heard congratulations. The next day I left for training, and at the train station, they told me keep up with my family relations. Most importantly, they said never change. I pinky promised that I would always stay the same.
Say I can't stop. Nope, I can't stop. I can't stop. Nope, I can't stop.
I couldn't believe I made it, yeah, I was there. The world was my throne, not having a care in the world. I had finally realized my dreams, but that day became yes. Since I saw Pinky or any of the rest I once called friends, the schedule too busy, all these press conferences, the cameras flashing, not a moment of silence. I did them a favor, thought I wouldn't like it. When I did have silence, I was miles away, and I was doing sonic brain booms every other day. I was exhausted, I couldn't do all of that just to come back. Aw, crap. Now everybody's saying I changed. Honestly, I feel the same as when the world first learned my name. But everyone looks at me differently. Is this what happens when you finally make history? I won't stop. I won't stop. I just won't stop. I just won't stop. 10 years later, yeah, I'm doing fine. I don't need anybody. By myself, I have shined. I'm the greatest in the Wonderbolts. Ain't nobody stopping me. Name your favorite Pegasus, they all say I do. Anything I want is now in my grasp, and anything I ever need is just a hand clap away. So why does it feel like something is missing? Someone please tell me I accomplished my mission. There's some tapping at the door. Open it. On the floor, a necklace I've seen before. Familiar lightning bolt on a gold plate. Pick up and read the note that is please underneath. RD, here's your element. Thought I'd return it. Have to ask, was this fame thing really worth it? At the cost of your friends, well that's what I thought we were. I don't know who the heck you are anymore. And yesterday we saw your performance at Clydesdale. Think you sat in my library like all day, just waiting for you to call or something. But what did your old friends get? Nothing. Not a visit, a call, or even a letter. I could've sworn Rainbow Dash had said she was better, and that she would never let the fame change her. But you ain't RD anymore. RD, you're just a cheap knockoff. Nothing but a shadow of a once great Pegasus, left to die in a battle, and left behind an empty shell in a place. Oh, how do you look the reflection in her face? Oh, and if you had twins, don't you know? After all, you couldn't show up to the hospital for your own best friend's pregnancy. But friends like you, who need enemies? Rarity's got her own fashion chain worldwide, but still finds time to come and stop by. So if you see the old Rainbow, tell her I said hi. Violet Sparkle, your letter is signed by. Drop the letter, look at myself in the mirror. The girl staring back, I don't even recognize it. For a little bit of fame, I lost everything. Like Sonic hit a bat, Nick and lost all his rings. I pick up the necklace, to my heart, hold it closer. Find a place on the dresser next to a picture. Looking at it, can't believe it took 10 years for me to figure it out. I say it burst into tears.